And I remember that Mum was doubling for someone and she was sort of flying across on wires and hitting a wall. And I remember thinking, wow, that's different.
Hello and welcome to Cunning Stunts with myself, David Holmes. Ever since I was a teenager, I've been performing as a stuntman on feature films. And for 10 years, I was the stunt double for Harry on the Harry Potter films. Whilst preparing a stunt for the final film in the series, I suffered a spinal injury that had the effect of paralysing me from the chest down and ending my career. However, in the decades since the accident, my love of stunts, the stunt performer community and movies has never wavered. So I'm starting this podcast to highlight and pay tribute to the amazing performers who make up the stunt community, giving you first-hand accounts of the work that goes into crafting some of the mind-blowing action scenes you've seen on films such as Star Wars, Mission Impossible, and The Avengers, while also revealing the grit, talent, and bravado of those that risk their lives in the name of entertainment. One quick note, the other voice you'll hear occasionally is Dan Radcliffe, one of my best friends and acting double on the Harry Potter films. He's been sitting in on some of these interviews. Right, welcome back to Cunning Stunts, and today you'll hear our interview with the lovely Nina Armstrong. Nina, like her mother, was born into the stunt family. In her interview, she tells us what it's like growing up with stunt rehearsals happening in the back garden, travelling to locations around the world whilst her parents worked, and eventually her natural transition into stunts. She's had an amazing career that began at a very young age. Her credits include Bonds, Game of Thrones, Mission Impossibles, Gangs of New York, and many, many more. She also shares what it's like to become a stunt mum and how her love of horses and riding continues to be passed down to another generation of Armstrongs. Here's our interview with Nina. Hope you enjoy.
So, Nina, if you wouldn't mind just telling us your name and how long you've been on the stunt register.
Nina Armstrong, and apparently I've been on the stunt register for about 20 years.
So your mum, your dad, your granddad,
yep,
all work in stunts. How were you always destined to follow the family tradition?
I think so. I think that we didn't realise it was anything special when we were little or anything different. And we just followed them around the world to lovely locations. And that was just the way that our childhood was. We were really privileged without realising it.
Yeah. OK, cool. So what was it like growing up? Did Mum and Dad encourage you to take risks and, fall off your horses and jump off of buildings?
Not necessarily, but we have this great property here and we would be out going around the woods on go-karts. The boys would chase us. They'd be in go-karts. We'd be on ponies playing cowboys and Indians.
Cool.
We'd go and make camps and jump off things. And, they'd have sort of stunty days here.
Yeah.
But probably they were rehearsing, but I thought they were just playing with their friends or something. And right, we'd kind of join in.
So Mum and Dad will bring the stunt crew on and
yep,
rehearsal days for airbags, fight
routines.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and in my mind, they were just playing with their friends.
Oh, brilliant.
So, we used to join in with all that stuff. And I remember they had big horse rehearsals out in the field and we'd be cantering around on our ponies. It was fun, with Mel Gibson.
Oh, nice.
And that was just a normal part of growing up. It wasn't different.
Yeah.
It was just the way it was.
Yeah. What did your friends think at school?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I really... I don't know. I don't know if I really went back to school and sort of said, oh, I was with Mel Gibson riding my pony, because it didn't really mean anything to
right,
me, because he was
something.
Just one of Dad's mates that,
yeah,
that we were riding with.
Was there ever a point when you were growing up where you were just like, oh, I wish my parents didn't do this and I didn't have to travel all the time and I could just be in one place? Or were you always just like, no, I love it?
No, never.
That's great.
It was cool. Always awesome. And the only time, so I think I stopped travelling with them when I was about 10 or 11 and went to boarding school. And that was fantastic, actually. Looking back, going to school was really good. Up until then, I'd always been, I'd be educated wherever we were.
Right.
So if they were working in Spain, I'd go to school in Spain. I went to school in Israel. I went to school in America. I went to school all over the place. And they also had a little group. So they always seemed to be working with the same crew and the same people.
Okay.
And between them, they'd hire a nanny and maybe... I don't know what you call it.
Au pair?
No, someone that teaches you things.
Oh, like a tutor.
A tutor,
right, yeah,
there we go, and a tutor. Obviously didn't work. A nanny and a tutor, and they'd put all the kids would be together, and all of the children, pretty much, have all become filmers in one way or another. And we all had a great childhood following our parents around.
So your mum informed us that you were doing stunts before you were born.
I was.
Do you know that?
I was. I went down the Niagara Rapids.
No, yeah. So did you take the same risks?
I did.
Did you really?
I did. I didn't tell anybody that I was pregnant until I was 7 months pregnant, work-wise. Because I'm sort of, you know, a curvy girl, I covered it up quite well. And then I was working with Mark Mottram when I sort of told him.
What did he say?
Well, he didn't believe me, I don't think, which was quite quite funny. And then he wrote on the trailer the next day, it said, Nina Armstrong, pregnant stunts. And all the boys were like, why does it say that? And I was like, well, I'm kind of pregnant. And then they were so sweet and they were so protective of me. And it was really lovely, actually.
Did you do anything risky before you told anyone?
Well, I don't know. I think that we have a different level of risk to normal people, don't we? But I did nothing that I thought would put my baby in any harm.
Right, okay, good answer.
And then I carried on working on Game of Thrones up until a month before I had the baby.
Really?
Yeah, as not performing, in with sort of assistant horse mastering.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to touch on your love affair with horses.
Yes.
Because it seems to have been passed down from mum and dad.
Yeah.
You've obviously got horses at the house, and I've seen you working with horses at work.
Yeah.
Is it something that you're passing on?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. She rides with us every day, and I think that horses give you a great thing to do. You know, something like with your gymnastics, teaches you to be disciplined and to have aims. And I think that horses can give you a great life, and it's something you can do all over the world as well.
Yeah, of course.
So hopefully she'll be horsey.
Obviously, horses comes as a given. What were your other disciplines?
Horses, kickboxing, whitewater kayaking, trampolining, fencing, and swimming. Well done.
Cool. And how proud were you when you got the register?
Oh, I was so proud because I was following in my parents' footsteps. Yeah. I was quite lucky because I knew what I wanted to do. So I did quite a few of the disciplines when I was at school. I was at a very sporty school. So that's why I think I sort of cracked on and did it quite quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, can you remember your first on-set film experience, you know, as either a kid when visiting mum and dad or... your own first performance?
I remember going to visit mum and dad on set in Mexico, and they were working on Total Recall. And I think it must have been one of my first memories of when I thought, well, this is a bit different. This is interesting. Yeah. That my mum, well, I must have been with a nanny, and I remember that mum was doubling for someone, and she was sort of flying across on wires and hitting a wall. And I remember thinking, wow. That's different. And I remember seeing her with her actress all sort of dolled up the same. And I think that must have been when I realised that that wasn't like a normal 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I would have probably been about 8 then as well.
Wow. That's cool.
Okay, regards to stunt work itself, is there an aspect of the job that you're not comfortable with or a stunt you'd say no to? Drowning, fire jobs, high falls?
I would say that probably high falls is not my... forte, not because I wouldn't want to do it, but because I haven't ever had that opportunity to do high falls. And I think that there are areas where you should be a specialist or that you do lots of things, and there are people who are really good at that sort of stuff, and maybe that's not me.
So you've taken some spanks.
Yeah.
You know, a few falls. Have you picked up any injuries?
Most of my injuries have come through my love of horses.
Right, and not through stunts.
I've had a few injuries through stunts, you know, fingers, toes. My eyebrow socket at some point got whacked and broken, nose, things like that. Nothing mega serious, I don't think. Horses seem to be getting on baby horses and flying off them when you're not supposed to tends to cause me more injuries than work.
What is your favourite job, type of job? Do you like, you know, nice warm passenger of a car, or just, you know, in amongst the crowd, the easy days, or do you like the fully on?
No, I like being part of creating something really special. I love being part of a a team that gets to create special action that's fun and different. I love doing the horse jobs. I love doing the horse jobs where you're sort of teaching actors how to ride and making them look good at it as well. And it all comes together. I love doing car chases that are shot beautifully and you know you're doing something awesome at the same time. Yeah. I'm, you know, That's the sort of stuff that I like. It's all very nice sitting in a car and being a passenger, but you're not really achieving that much.
Yeah. Right, OK, you've got over 60 credits.
Right.
Just on your IMDb, wow. I'm sure you've got more.
Yeah.
Is there any one of those jobs that's the standout for you, which was one to work on and two to watch?
Oh.
I think you've got Gangs of New York, you've got The Missions, you've got.
Do you know, I'm so lucky because I've worked on some amazing.
Are you on The
Mission?
Oh,
tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tiny. I'm so lucky because I've worked on so many fantastic productions.
Yeah.
And many of them hold a really special place in my heart for different reasons. Some, you know, you do something spectacular and make great action, and that's always fantastic. And some, you just have a great time.
Yeah.
And you work with a great team of people and make fantastic friends and have lots of adventures along the way. So I'm one of those people that my glass is always half full and I can always find something good about something anyway.
Yeah.
There's very few movies or projects that I've worked on that I really haven't come away from liking for some reason or another.
Okay, cool. So it's always been a pretty positive.
Always pretty positive, even when you're sort of up to your bum in mud and it's raining and you're sort of in Wales thinking, OK, I think I'd rather be in Mexico. You're normally, there's always something good to come out of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, like we've spoken about before, it's the banter, it's the fun.
Yeah.
You know, inherently we're performers and that will always lead to some sort of hijinks and mischief.
Yeah, there's always some competition when you're between characters,
yeah.
Isn't there?
And great characters that I get to work with. And sometimes I don't even feel like I'm going... Well, most of the time, not even sometimes, most of the time I'm not really going to work. I'm...
Going to play.
Going to play.
Paid to play.
Get dressed up, hang out with my friends, have fun. Yeah.
Just to say, you mentioned earlier your Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Bit of a fanboy for it.
Yeah.
Have you ever worked on something that you're a massive fan of before going on to?
I had not watched a single episode of Game of Thrones. Which was really, really bad.
Take the paycheck, mate.
I've now watched all of them, and now I am a fan of Game of Thrones myself, so I have watched all of them now. What have I worked on that I am now, that I was like, oh, Bonds, of course. When Dad was doing the Bonds, I got to go and work on them. That was incredible.
I mean, what was that? How old were you when you were doing World Is Not Enough and Die Another Day?
I don't know, but I took all my friends, my special friends from school, and we were sort of special extras.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
love
which was
that.
Amazing.
Obviously, all the talent you've worked with.
Yeah.
I'm going to first touch on acting talent that you work with. Who do you like? Who's blown your mind with their capabilities?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, well, thanks. Cheers. Yeah.
I love watching Helena Bonham Carter at work.
Yeah.
I just think she's magic. I really do. She's a proper character actress.
Yeah.
I think she's just phenomenal. I love the way that she can change herself to be anything. One minute she's so serious and the next minute she's so emotional, and that's what I think acting's all about. And I love watching her work.
Okay, cool.
Love it.
Have you doubled her?
No. Yes, I think I have actually.
Yeah.
Years ago on something called Merlin,
which
was one of my first ever jobs. Yeah, I was thinking I doubled her riding, but I'm not really a great double for her, but you get away with a lot on a horse.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now going on to stunt girls and guys.
Yes.
That you respect and that you really, you know, that you acknowledge them to be really good at their job.
Yes.
Come and reel a few off for me. I reckon we'll have the same list.
There's quite a few people who are just fantastic. Jo McLaren, obviously, is a fantastic stunt girl.
Yeah.
Kim McGarrity, hard as nails, just unbelievable, some of the things that she gets up and walks away from. She's incredible. She's fantastic. I mean, legends of the British film stunt fraternity would be people like Dave Garrick, you know, Brian Nichols.
Yeah.
Just great characters as well. Yeah. For me, to be a really good stunt performer, you've got to be good at your job and a great person to be around as well. Yeah. A great team player, someone who keeps up morale. Mm. And you do find yourself in bad situations when... You know, having someone there who's saying, come on, guys, it's great.
Now, being a mum, do you think that's going to change your approach to work? Either the actual stunts that you are willing to do or the amount of time that you're willing to commit to the job as well?
I think that being a mum has changed a little bit in the fact... Well, I thought I was going to have the baby, be like, oh, there we go, there's the baby, and off I go back to work. And, you know, I've ended up taking a year off, more or less, and I'm ready to go back to work now, but it would just have to be slightly different. Whereas I've always jetted off and been very spontaneous and gone here and there, and I'll be like, oh, I'm going away for 4 months, see you later. I can't do that anymore. Right. So I'd have to arrange it so that, you know, she should come with me, or yeah. I'd get the nanny. But I'm totally all for working lots and my child growing up on a film set like I did.
Absolutely. Cool. Yeah. Great.
Not for
well, and would you, if she wanted to go into it, would you, I think I know the answer, but would you encourage her?
Yeah, of course, of course I would.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think that it's given me some fantastic life experiences that I've never, ever done before. One of the most amazing things that I've done experience-wise is sat up on top of one of the domes on at the Greenwich Naval College and watched the sun come up, which sounds really daft, but we were up there rigging
after a night shoot,
and it was the end of a night shoot and the sun was coming up, and it was just amazing. The way you got up there as well, you sort of had to go up this labyrinth and steps and tiny little cubby holes to get up to the top of this place, and you could just see across the whole of London. And it was one of those moments where I just thought, wow, if I wasn't in the film business, I'd never have done that. And it was incredible to sit there and watch the sun come up. I think I was with Dave Garrick, actually.
Perfect person to watch the sun up.
Exactly.
But what's the proudest moment you've had at work? A job where it's either completed, or whether it's an individual stunt itself, or a film that you've finished, where you felt, yeah, we really did something good there.
I'm always very proud of the work that we've done on Game of Thrones, with the horses and stuff like that, because some of the battle scenes that we've created are quite phenomenal.
Yeah.
Again, it's a fantastic team of people that I work with on Game of Thrones. Some of my best friends that are Bruce's. Yeah. And it's just a joy to work with them and to be part of that creative process. And some of the battles that they've done are just insane.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what would you say to any young girl thinking of pursuing a job in stunts?
Do it. It's fantastic.
Best job ever.
Best job ever. Yeah.
I'll agree with you. And I'm sitting here in pain and broken neck the other side of that.
Yeah.
But I still think it's the best job ever.
Yeah. So.
What do you think it is? Like, it's really hard to put into words, but like, why is it the best job? Like, why is it worth it for whatever,
it's
the
worth
risk
it.
Or anything?
It's worth it because the great experiences you have along the way, the fun, the laughter, the people you meet, the characters you get to go to work with. It's just fantastic. It's great fun. We're physical. I think we have all the benefits of doing the sort of stuff that you do, because you're a performer and I'm a performer, and we're inherently show-offs who like being the centre of attention. Yet we get to do it with a certain anonymity as well.
Right.
Which is, I think, a nice thing.
Yeah.
Whereas I guess there are certain things that you can't do.
Maybe, yeah.
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 Whereas,
take your point.
Last thing I wanted to talk about, really. What was your proudest moment in stunts and in life?
Oh.
Tough one, I know.
I'm always very proud of the work that my dad's done.
Yeah.
When I do work with him, which hasn't been as often as I'd like to, really, because I spent quite a lot of my younger career thinking, I'm not going to work with him. I want to do my own thing. I'm going to be my own little Armstrong and do my own little, you know, I wanted to sort of prove that I could do it on my own. And then now that I'm kind of got over that and I'd like to work with him, it just doesn't seem to be happening at the moment.
Yeah.
Which is really funny.
It's all right. He's doing granddad duty, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Perfect. So, yeah, I'm always very proud of the stuff that he's done. He's still so passionate about movies and makes the most beautiful, beautiful action sequences still.
No, that's it. Nina, thank you so much. That was awesome.
You're welcome.
You're so
lovely.
So great.
Okay, thanks again to Nina for joining us. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Cunning Stunts. Tune in next week for the final part of this series, our interview with Vic Armstrong. Until then, take care. Ripple Production podcast series produced by myself, David Holmes, and Amy Stairs. Sound recording, editor, and music by Joe Lamb. To find out more about us, please visit our website, www.rippleproductions.co.uk, or follow us on Facebook and Instagram.